This is Morning Edition on NHPR. The number of female veterans receiving care at VA facilities has doubled in the past decade. That figure is expected to grow, with close to 200,000 women having served in Iraq and Afghanistan. That growth means the need to offer specialized care for female veterans is more pressing than ever. Carrie Russ was recently named manager of the Women Veterans Program at the White River Junction VA Medical Center. She joins Morning Edition now to talk about her new role. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Carrie, you've been in this new role since February, but you've actually been at the White River Junction VA for 7 years. What type of growth have you seen in terms of female veterans?
We know that about 14% of all active duty military personnel are women. So we're seeing more and more of them seeking out health care at the VA. And as you said, since 2000, the numbers have more than doubled. They are the fastest growing group of veterans receiving health care within the VA right now.
What are some of the issues that female veterans face when coming home that men don't?
The veterans we're seeing now are younger, so many of them are of childbearing age with different health needs from men, certainly. And socially, we know that women are struggling to find employment and childcare is an issue as well. Something that a lot of people don't know is that the VA does provide maternity care for women veterans. Women can seek care out at the medical center, hospital, or provider of their choice, and then the VA covers the cost of care. And VAs now have maternity care coordinators in place so that all of the care can be coordinated as best we can.
You had an entire VA system that only a little while ago was almost entirely male-dominated, you know, years ago. You're transitioning into offering services and creating an environment for men and women. How do you feel that transition has been going, and is there still work to be done?
I think the transition has gone really well, and yes, I do still think there's work to be done. But with regard to equipment, all exam rooms at the VA in White River Junction have appropriate equipment and supplies to treat women veterans. For example, exam tables with footrests, privacy curtains, lockable doors. All of our exam rooms in the Women's Comprehensive Care Center have a private bathroom attached. And the Women's Comprehensive Care Center in White River Junction is unique. It's the way that we decided to treat women veterans. And the beauty of it is that comprehensive primary care is offered in one place that's designed for women.
Has there been a perception among female veterans that the VA just doesn't offer the type of care they need?
I think that that's starting to change. I hope so anyway. We really are wanting women to know, women veterans to know that the VA is a place for them to be seen for care as well.
What kind of outreach are you doing to change that perception, to let people know what these services are, where these services are?
Well, I'm just starting to do more and more outreach. I was at a Veterans Summit event at Linden State a couple weeks ago talking about services for women veterans. We also have 7 community-based outpatient centers, 5 of which are in Vermont, 2 in New Hampshire. And we really encourage women veterans to utilize these clinics and services.
And before this job, you worked a lot with homeless veterans.
I did.
So how has that experience that you had working with homeless veterans informed your job here?
I worked, the homeless team is embedded within mental health at this VA in White River Junction. So I have a pretty strong mental health background, which I think is hugely important, knowing that women are coming back with increased mental health needs like post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that women and men are struggling with MST, which is military sexual trauma.
Carrie Russ, recently named manager of the Women Veterans Program at the White River Junction VA Medical Center. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to be here.